counsel.
Mm-hmm. Don't you guys have a fire to go to?
Almost.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin our city council meetings, ladies and gentlemen, with the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's only fitting tonight that we ask firefighter Gavin Hayes to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll follow your lead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Folks, we have a full agenda tonight. Very exciting. Before we begin the meeting, I do want a few shout-outs. Number one, hello to Sandy on Manchester. She asked me to say hello to her. We refuse to shove her alley anymore. She's still very
so
happy.
So that's what she gets.
So that's what
hello
she gets,
from
a hello.
You.
That's about it. This past Sunday, while others were watching the Super Bowl, and Mr. Lencioni is very happy, of course, as you can imagine. I have a feeling he probably bet God something, and you know, the whole thing's like, good Lord. I had the pleasure of attending a birthday party for a gentleman named Clarence Blacksmith, who turned 100 yesterday. He is a lifelong Batavia resident up until about a month ago, and he joined us here in Geneva at Provena, located on East State Street, and they had a 100 birthday party for him. It was fantastic. So a big happy birthday to Mr. Blacksmith. Thank you for letting me celebrate with you. So that was a lot of fun. Now, on to the agenda. Item number one. 3A, excuse me. I'd like to entertain a motion to open a public hearing on the establishment of Special Services Area Number 29. This is the Roquette International.
So moved.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Piper. Roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're opening this public hearing for the purpose of accepting testimony regarding this matter, Special Service Area Number 29. There is no formal action to be taken by the council this evening. If there is anyone present tonight that would like to talk about and or provide comments regarding this potential establishment of SSA number 29, please step forward.
Mr. Mayor, I did have contact with Roquette's legal counsel last week. They have no objection. They're going to be forwarding a waiver of the 60-day period after the close of the public hearing, so I anticipate that the council will be able to establish this special service area in the next 30 days.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the council? Alderman Flanagan.
If I may. There was a area where supposedly part of this retention area was unincorporated. How do we handle that portion of unincorporated?
Correct. Part of the detention, well, Dan Dinges is in the audience, so Dan could address that as well, but part of it is in unincorporated Kane County.
Dan just pulled a muscle standing up. Like,
and then that's my lead in to Dan. He can tell you about the workings of the stormwater detention facility.
I was just wondering how that plays out, you know.
Right. The piece that's within the county's property, not incorporated to the city, actually is not covered technically by the SSA.
Okay.
At such time when Roquette, if they develop to the south and the annex, then it would ultimately get into it. But right now it would not be covered. Only the piece within city of property is.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else from the council? If there are no comments or questions from the council remaining or anyone in the audience wishing to comment on this matter, I will entertain a motion from a city council member to close the public hearing.
Move.
Motion by Hill.
Second.
Seconded by Brown. Roll call vote is necessary. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Item 3B is to entertain a motion to open a public hearing on the establishment of special service area number 30, and that, of course, is Mr. Piper's house. I'm just kidding. That is the Gary Lane property, which is under ownership by the Martin Farm Holding Corporation. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Hill. Roll call is necessary. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Bob Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
The same rules and invitations apply. If there's anyone here this evening wishing to speak to this matter, you are more than welcome to join us at the podium. Anyone from the dais? Hearing none.
Mr. Mayor, I would again, this morning I heard from legal counsel for the owner, and they have no objection to the formation of special service area number 30, and will be submitting the waiver of the 60-day notice provision this week so that the establishment will be on the can be on the agenda for the meeting of the 22nd. Is that right? 21st.
21st, correct.
Of February. Oh, I'm sorry, it is the 22nd because you have a holiday. Firemen don't know that. 21st is a holiday.
Look at the looks on their faces. No kidding? Is that for a holiday? Look, they're discussing it. Who's the poor son of a gun on that day? That's the question. Any questions for the dais? Comments? Seeing none, hearing none? I will entertain a motion to close this public hearing.
So moved.
Motion by Piper.
Second.
Seconded by Flanagan. Roll call is necessary. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Item 3C. This is the fun stuff, man. We have the high honor of swearing in a firefighter, Mr. Gavin Hayes, who will be promoted this evening to lieutenant of the Geneva Fire Department. And because a lot of us know Gavin by face and name, but a lot of the folks who you've served over the years, who you've helped over the years, probably don't know a whole heck of a lot about you, it's important that you come up to the podium and share a little bit about yourself with us. And the cooing back there, was that you?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's quite all right. I can imagine. This is Firefighter Hayes. Firefighter Hayes, welcome.
Thank you.
Is this the first time you've appeared before the council?
No, I did after we came back from Utica.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's when the council was arranged differently.
Yeah, everything's shaped differently. Yeah. I
haven't asked anything yet.
Oh, okay. Then go ahead.
Jeez. You realize if you know, when you're sworn in as lieutenant, you have to actually join the snowplow crew? Do you know that?
If you think you want me driving a plow around, that's up to you. I wouldn't suggest it, but
no?
They're getting me out of the driver's seat.
Is that right?
So
that's why we need a new fire truck.
Exactly.
I get it. Fantastic. Firefighter Hayes, the floor is yours. Tell us a little about yourself. Make certain you introduce Mrs. Hayes and the kids, your mom, your stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of fans are here.
All right. Well, I was growing up in Geneva. I've lived here pretty much my whole life.
What year did you graduate Geneva?
90. I started with the fire department in 1994 as a paid on call and joined full-time in 96 in January. My stepdad was at the time was a paid on call officer for the fire department, so that was kind of fun getting to work with him for a little while.
I bet.
And so it's been, what, 16 almost 17 years.
Pretty cool. Who do you like better, Coster or Spencer?
Olson.
Olson, very good. Yeah! Very good. Well done. Well done. God, no wonder he got the promotion.
It's my wife, Christina.
Now, Christina's nervous about coming up because she doesn't want to be on camera, but Christina, welcome.
And in the end there in a white sweater with a pink turtleneck is my daughter, Jordan. And then a couple seats down is my mom and Melissa Conley and my stepdad, Phil Conley.
Fantastic. Jordan, how old are you?
Four.
Wow. When's your birthday?
December.
So you just had a birthday. That's pretty cool. Wow. Very cool. And are you finished with your house yet?
Mostly.
Mostly.
Is anybody ever really done?
For those of you watching, this gentleman pretty much, you put on a whole second addition, really, didn't you? I mean, a second floor.
No, it's a, off the back. It's
off
a ranch,
back,
but yeah, it's almost a
You've been working
whole
on
house.
It for what? Really, 17 years. Pretty much since you... Yeah.
Seems like it.
It does. Oh, my God. No injuries as a result of that?
Nothing serious. I don't think there's any lost work.
Is that right? Well, that's good. And as you become a lieutenant, what's going to change for you?
My pay rate.
Well, actually, that's the subject
of... I'll be permanently assigned to the West Side Station for a while.
Oh, is that
unless
right?
the shift commanding lieutenant at Station 1 is off, then I'll move downtown. But otherwise, I'll get to stay in one place for a period of time instead of having to switch every few months between the two stations.
Okay.
So that'll be nice.
That is nice. So you come out of Geneva High School in 1990,
mm-hmm.
and you always wanted to be a firefighter?
No.
No,
I always wanted to fly helicopters for the Army.
Really?
So I did that for almost 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. And then they shut down Army Reserves, stopped flying helicopters almost entirely, and we all lost our jobs. So I came home, and since my dad was on the department, I knew some of the guys. I thought that would be a good part-time job. Well, I tried to go to college. And
wow, that's pretty cool. Right? I didn't realize you had a helicopters pilot license.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, are you a warrant officer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a yes, sir, Mr. Singer.
Yes, sir, Mr. Singer, sir.
That's pretty cool. You know, we're actually discussing whether to purchase a helicopter tonight for the firefighters.
I believe you should do that.
Yeah. But it's a little model one.
You don't want me to fly one of those. I tried it once. It didn't go well. It's like driving a plow.
Yeah. And you've enjoyed your career?
Yes, very much.
And who's your hero, either currently or previous firefighter that you've served with, besides Dad?
Probably Chuck. I'd go with Chuck. He's an admirable guy to choose to follow in.
Yeah, Chuck Lencioni.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Very cool. Who do you like the least? I'm just kidding.
You.
Don't say you either. Don't answer. Well, without further ado, Mr. Hayes, the city clerk is going to bestow upon you the oath that you will have to repeat without error.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay? And I'd like for you guys to stand in front of the podium, I mean, where you are now, Firefighter Hayes, so the camera can capture you and the microphone can pick it up. Actually, that's not your good side. If you could turn the... I'm kidding. That's right. We'll black you out, Mr. Clerk. Don't worry about it.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me.
This is left.
Time out, Mr. Clerk.
I just want to stand here.
Okay. Firefighter Hayes needs his right hand raised. I'd like to turn the tape off. How are you guys doing over there? Are you guys going out to celebrate this afterward?
Our next lieutenant.
Firefighter Hayes, all yours. Sorry.
I, Gavin A. Hayes.
I, Gavin A. Hayes.
Having been appointed to the office of fire lieutenant.
Having been appointed to the office of fire lieutenant.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
County of Kane, aforesaid.
A county of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of fire lieutenant according to the best of my ability.
Of the office of fire lieutenant according to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, there's a very special ceremony about to take place.
I don't know.
That quite frankly, I'm unaware of as well. I don't know if I should refer to you as Lieutenant Connolly?
Yes.
Lieutenant Connolly, would you care to explain to us what we're about to witness?
Yes. I became a paid-on-call lieutenant for the Geneva Fire Department, and then I retired, and now I'm back because I retired from my other job. So,
what was your other job?
I was an electrician.
No kidding. Fantastic.
Anyway, at this time, I would like to give to Gavin my old lieutenant's helmet and wish him the best of luck, and I'm extremely proud of him. Thank you.
Come on.
That's pretty cool. That's traditionally what's done, correct? That's really neat. Mrs. Hayes, you're proud of your boy?
Yes, very proud.
I wasn't talking to you, Mrs. I was talking to the real Mrs. You both are, right?
We're both proud.
Awesome.
He said boy, so I thought it was mine.
Yeah. Now I know what he's called at home, for God's sake, which is disturbing, to say the least. Well, gentlemen, if you guys need to leave, or just want to, you're more than welcome to, unless you want to stick around and watch government in action.
Yeah, we'd really like to stay here.
Okay.
There goes firefighter.
You just got a call, didn't you?
There goes firefighter Loomis.
Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
How are
you doing? She's wearing it.
If no one objects, we'll continue, ladies and gentlemen. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. We do need one amendment. I'd like to ask an alderman to amend the agenda to include closed session for the purpose of lease or sale of real estate.
So moved.
We approve the agenda with the addition of a closed agenda item.
Motion by Brown.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Piper. Mr. City Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Barbara Piper.
Aye.
John Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Motion is approved. 9 affirmative votes to amend the agenda, so stated. Item number 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion or coup.
So move.
Second.
Mr. Singer makes the motion. Mr. Hill makes the second. Questions or comments? Cool. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Goldsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
According to my agenda, we jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment, and we kindly ask our clerk to read the bills to be considered.
Bills for payment totaled $358,272.90.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
There's a motion by Alderman Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes. Folks, we jump down to item 13, new business, and I want to introduce a couple of folks who are with us tonight. Doug. Doug's with us, a freshman at Geneva High School. Do you want to come up and introduce yourself, Doug, and explain to everybody why you're here? You don't have to. And guess what? You're next.
Oh, Douglas.
You're next, man. You don't have to. You don't want to. Doug's here to earn his citizenship badge, as is this young man. Come on up and introduce yourself, man. You can be on TV. It's cool. Is that, so you're the guy? I get the reward money?
Yeah. Come on up, man.
At the podium. Well, yeah. First, yeah, kiss the ring. Then you can go back to the podium. State your name.
I'm Brian Alder. I'm a Life Scout with Troop 37 out of Geneva Lutheran Church. I'm here today to earn my communications merit badge.
Fantastic. And you are a junior at the high school?
Yep.
What do you think about what you witnessed here tonight so far?
Entertaining.
That's good.
I'll come 5 years from now, maybe.
Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know.
To complain?
Probably.
Probably. Kind of like your dad, right? No, I'm just kidding. Your dad's a nice guy.
Yes.
Where is your dad tonight?
Sick.
Oh, that's too bad. Is he watching on TV? Or is he really
probably
get sick?
Probably sleeping.
Probably sleeping?
Or in the shower or something.
That's disturbing right there. Awesome. And, of course, Mrs. Alder's here. Welcome.
Yeah.
So you guys just have to attend the meeting, then you earn your badge.
There's other
you have to write a report
yeah,
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Any questions for anybody here at the dais? Nothing at all? Do you know who your aldermen are?
I do not.
No, see. Right. You don't have to tell me your address. Tell me what street you live on.
Colonial Circle.
Fourth.
Yeah, Alderman Flanagan to your left and Alderman Singer to your right. Those guys represent you. Alderman Singer actually drives the plow on Colonial Circle.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm the one that knocks over your mailbox.
Gives me something to get out of the house.
Yeah, but it's the summertime.
Yeah. And the city attorney said it's on the house, so that's the problem. So, well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for coming up to say hello. Appreciate it. Doug, last chance, big guy, anything? Any questions?
Come
oh,
on
fantastic.
Come on.
Here you go. Doug, it's Douglas, by the way, not Doug. Douglas is a freshman at Geneva High School. Mm-hmm. Floor is yours.
I am a freshman at Geneva High School. I'm in Troop 25, and I am here to get my citizenship and the community merit badge.
Now, what's the difference between Troop 25 and Troop 37?
Better. 12.
Sure.
12. Oh, 12. Where's 12 located? What?
No, that's a difference.
That's the difference between 35 and 37.
So 25 is out of where?
It's out of the St. Charles Episcopal Church.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been in Scouts?
4 years, I think.
4 years, okay.
25
was founded by my grandfather.
Oh, that's
about
right.
52 or 53 years ago.
No kidding.
Which wow. He was a... very beloved teacher at Harrison, right?
Yes, he was.
Mr. Vogelsberg had him.
Yes, yeah. He was a teacher at Harrison for a couple of years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty small world, huh? Did your grandfather...
Well, he went to Harrison, too, then.
Do you want to just chair the meeting, Doug?
You know how long I've been waiting you to ask me that?
Did your grandfather earn his Eagle Scout?
Yes, he did.
He did. And that's what you're aspiring to as well?
Yes, I am.
How about you, Brian? Next month.
Wow.
Wow.
Mr. Confident
you,
guy.
Douglas, why don't you plug the pancake breakfast?
Oh, about that? Every year our troop has a pancake breakfast where everybody in the troop goes out and invites different people that they know to for one morning to just come and eat pancakes.
Really?
It's a fundraiser for the troop.
Oh, it is? Okay.
All you can eat.
Where is it held?
At the church.
At the church. Has Mr. Paulette gone?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. When is it this year?
I'm not sure.
It's the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Yes.
That does us this no is, good. That is, does us no good.
This is like the Nancy Reagan of the troop. It's like, yeah. The 7th of May. Right, Mom?
Yes, thank you. Yes, 7th of May.
City attorney knew that.
I was like, so, you didn't know that.
You know the city clerk was an Eagle Scout?
Mm-hmm.
You know
I did
that?
Not.
Isn't that amazing? He created fire and got his Eagle Scout badge. Unbelievable. I'm sorry, Mr. Clinton.
Sorry.
Any questions for anybody at the dais, Doug, Liz?
That was great.
Anything at all?
Nope.
First time here?
Yep.
Last time?
Probably.
You should get an honesty badge, for God's sake. Well, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Anyone in the audience, any new business at all for the benefit of the council other than Ms. DeVita? From the audience first, anybody? I'll give the floor to Ellen, then we'll go to the dais. Ellen DeVita, our Economic Development Director.
Hi, everyone. It's February in Geneva. What does that mean?
Okay. Fall in love.
You got it. Thank you. This is our third year for the Fall in Love with Geneva promotion, and this is a really good time for everybody, all our residents, to support our downtown businesses. It's the hardest 3 months of the year for them. So we invite folks to come on downtown, and while they're out shopping, you want to hold up that poster for
me,
Mayor?
Sure do.
In the window of participating businesses will be this poster, and each of these businesses have donated a $50 gift certificate or a meal for two. And you register to win. We're going to hold up my, Vanna, will you hold up my slips, please? Thank you. And you register to win. And by registering, we're also collecting email addresses, which help us to market the community at a very low cost. We use the Constant Contact services through Sudden Values. It's a similar element where Susan Huang of Sudden Values types in all the names for us and keeps the database. But by signing this, we know people have opted in. So we're very pleased. We have 72 businesses this year. Our first year we had 34, and last year we had 59. So we've seen a nice increase, and the businesses are appreciating the promotion. So there's two ways to win. We're going to have a grand prize selected in March, but until March, every week we're going to pick names going through each of them. So we'd like to have everyone pick a name tonight, and then we'll announce the winner live, and then in future weeks, we'll just have the mayor pick the winner in advance and announce them at the council meeting here. So with the help of the mayor and the council, I'd like to start pulling some slips out of the box. Yeah. I'll point out, too, that the amount of slips in here from the first week are probably at least double or triple last year's. We'll keep everyone slip in, so by the end of the last week, you'll all have a chance to win.
Do you want me to begin, Ellen?
Yeah, go ahead.
And just one each.
This is for Janine's Home Decor. It's a $50 gift certificate.
And you want me to announce the winner?
Go ahead.
This is very exciting. Jennifer Sutton.
Okay.
Look at that.
Does it say what store she signed up in?
It said that she signed up in. No. It does not.
Okay. Not everyone puts it down.
That's
fine.
That's pretty cool.
And we're going to post all the winners on GenevaDowntown.org, and then we'll send it out through our Sudden Value e-blasts. Does everyone here get Sudden Value e-blasts? Have you signed up for that?
Yeah,
they just
awesome.
Started these Sudden Blitz with the vouchers where you can buy for half price.
Great.
It's really nice.
It's a local Groupon.
Thanks, Mary.
So great.
Okay, the next one is for Wildwood Restaurant. It's a dinner for two. Wildwood's at 477 South 3rd in Dotson.
Wendy Smith from the city of Batavia, and she was at the El
Mocajete?
Yes.
They were the first restaurant to go through all of their slips. They're fabulous if you haven't eaten there yet. They're right on the 100 block of West State between the Thai place and the Little Owl. So.
There you drop one.
Authentic Mexicano.
Who'd you get, Ray?
Kevin Burns.
Bull.
You're right. Scott Radford of St. Charles, and he was at Dennis's Crepes.
And he won a gift certificate for $50 to Cocoon.
That's Dennis's Crepes and Fondue.
Mm-hmm. And, and Fondue.
Oh, I know her.
Okay, Sam, you pulled for Fox Jewelers, which is at 307 West State.
Right.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry.
Ooh,
I did.
I'm sorry.
And it's Holland.
I mixed them up.
For your help. Ellen, I got Holland Schodine, registered at Geneva Jakes.
Oh.
Okay, and then, Sam, you pulled for $50 at Artemisia, 101 South James.
Did I really? Because I've got somebody who was with this lady at Geneva Jakes.
No, she registered there.
Oh, she registered.
But she won for Artemisia.
Okay. Yeah. Sue Rushka. Of Elgin. And
great.
She registered in Geneva Jakes.
Oh, wait, I think
Old
I
penalty.
Should. Oh, no.
Alderman Brown, you picked someone for Flagstone Pub Little Owl Restaurant.
And Kim Kiefer from North Aurora. And she signed up at Viva Tia Maria's.
Oh, cool. Okay. You know, we try consistently to take all the businesses between Anderson Drive and Eastside Drive and considering that our central business district, and Tia Maria's is consistently the only one participating with us, and we appreciate that.
And a fine restaurant, too.
It is. Yeah. Rich Marks, who do you have for?
Celeste Mondo. She registered at Subway.
And she won dinner for two at Matsuri Japanese Restaurant.
Slight change from Subway.
Right. I love their sushi, though. Okay. Don, you have a $50 gift certificate from the Chamber, which was purchased by Micella Real Estate. Micella's in their new location at 2nd Street. They've moved off of State Street.
Oh, and the winner of that is Ray Degen from Geneva.
Great. Okay. Alderman Flanagan, you have someone who won an overnight stay at Oscar Swan Country Inn.
Oh, okay. It is Marty Powers, St. Charles, and the store was registered at Geneva Jakes.
Geneva Jakes does an incredible job of getting these slips in. Okay.
Apparently.
Craig, you have someone who won $50 from Strawflower Shop.
It's Linda Case of Geneva, who signed up at Old Town.
Okay, so we just invite everyone to come fall in love with Geneva, stop in at these stores, register to win, and just shop Geneva. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen, very much. I've got the winners for you here.
Do we believe him?
Certified by the accounting firm of Mr. Clerk.
Trying to...
Landberg, Landberg, and Landberg.
Yeah. Thank you. We're still enjoying the new business segment of the meeting. Mr. Singer had his hand up, and then Alderman Hill from the dais. Mr. Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It wasn't but less about an hour ago prior to my coming to the meeting this evening that I got a call from one of my constituents, as well as I attend Sunset Park, and I've been at services at St. Peter's that so many of the residents of the community have approached me and have been very grateful and very thankful as to the manner in which the city performed over this terrible snowstorm that we had. And they're very pleased with the manner in which everything was done. And I just want to congratulate Mr. Genghis and Steve Lemire as well, and please give our best to the staff there, the Public Works, and thank them wholeheartedly from the citizens of Geneva. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Alderman Hill, then Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to also thank whoever's in charge of the weather. Prevented the snow from arriving on Saturday, preventing the large crowd that we had at the Dancing with the Geneva Stars. It was held at Eagle Brook Country Club. It was very successful. This is a preliminary report on the attendance and some of the income that they did enjoy. There were 390 paid reservations, and they all had places to sit, thanks to Joe Stanton's reworking of the layout of the tables. That was compared to 350 last year. And they had about 16,000, almost 17,000 preliminary votes in the form of a dollar a vote came in before the event. And actually, there's still some more coming in. Some were delivered. They're coming through the mail. So the mail is, and that compares to about 16,000 last year. So all these numbers are unofficial. However, the official part of the event was that Dr. Peter and Jane Cladis were the winning dancers of the six dance teams, and they won by the number of votes that were cast in their favor. The award for the most greatest courage goes to one of our aldermen, and that was Alderman Dantino and his wife Nancy for showing up after he'd spent a night in another location under care from some important people. But the other folks did a great job. Everybody had a good time. The mayor was great with a microphone as the MC. How long did that last? About 2 hours you were up there?
It felt like a week. It was fun, though.
Well, you were a great entertainer, and you did a great job, Mayor. Thank you very much. Thank the total community for participating, the sponsors, and the people who attended, and especially those who voted, because the income will be split with the Geneva Cultural Arts Commission and the Geneva Academic Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Hill. Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to piggyback on what Sam said, you did a very nice job Saturday evening, so congratulations and thank you. And to Ralph and Nancy Dantino. Ralph's, as you know, one of our own, and it takes a lot of courage to get up there to dance.
Yes, it does.
And also, I see Mr. Devine is back in the audience tonight after an absence. And Mr. Devine, I hate to put you on the spot, but can you share with us where you've been? We've missed you.
Out of town.
Out of town. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
You haven't been in prison. That's good.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not locally. Not considering the agency I work for, I couldn't possibly be in prison.
Good.
Post office.
Work for IDOT? That's a joke. I know who you work with. Very impressive.
Are you sure?
I do. I saw you on the train tonight, by the way.
Got taken earlier train.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mayor. Much like what Alderman Singer said, I want to pass all the thanks from a lot of people. I think we've all been getting phone calls and emails on what an incredible job that Public Works has done, getting the snow cleared, keeping everything safe. It was faster than anyone could ever imagine. So I think everyone really appreciates it. And so I just want to pass along how many people I've heard from that were impressed and grateful. Thank you.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, indeed. I've also had a couple of people with comments and questions, but on the whole, everybody was very appreciative of what happens. As a matter of fact, a number of my neighbors went out and cleared their fire hydrants, as the city requested that they do. Mm-hmm. But I did notice that over the weekend, people didn't notice, probably because they were watching the Super Bowl, that all that snow came down on Sunday, and a number of them have drifted back in again. So people, you would really, the city would really appreciate, and it's in your own best interest, if you go out and check to make sure your fire hydrant is again visible, because seconds count if it really is needed. So I noticed at least two on my street had drifted back in again, but not the one I cleared. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else on the dais? Anyone from the audience? Any new business at all? Comments, questions? Got a good crowd tonight. This is awesome. If not, I will entertain a motion from one of the aldermen to adjourn to closed session to discuss sale or lease of real estate. The motion is by Alderman Hill. The second is by Alderman Singer. A roll call vote is necessary. Mr. Clerk, when you are ready, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Aye. Don Rogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Motion passes. And just for the benefit of those watching at home and those here with us tonight, there is no action being taken this evening. This is simply a discussion of whether or not to allow Patch to continue operating.
Hi.
The internet.
You guys we'll be back shortly.